A few announcements before the homily. Join us this beautiful day at the Columbarium for the Divine Mercy Chaplet. If you want to stay, you could stay here. The sound will come in, I believe, be piped in here so that you can also hear the chaplet here. After the chaplet, Father will be in the confessional to the last penitent, and I'll expose the Eucharist, and then there'll, of course, be benediction at 2:15. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, here we are. It's now Holy Week, the most solemn time in our faith. And I know you've been working toward this week all Lent with your prayers and sacrifices. The Triduum will be upon us in just 2 days. Ask yourself, are you ready? I pray that you are. The first reading from Isaiah calls each of us to be instruments of God, to work for the salvation of our fellow men and women. We are told that this call was from our very beginning, as God called us from our mother's womb. We have been given the weapons of our faith with which to go forth and bring the lost sheep back to the Lord's fold. This is our calling, to be lights to the nations. This Lenten season has been a time for us to remember this calling and to re-educate ourselves to God. But as the specter of Calvary looms large in our sights, have we really done all we could? Have we done enough to make a difference? Do we approach the time of Passion as true followers of Christ, followers who will walk with him up that steep and rocky path to Calvary? Or will we, when faced with the terrible reality of the cross and our part in making it necessary, shrink and hide in the upper room? Which of the apostles in the gospel passage today do we see ourselves as? Are we John, the disciple whom Jesus loved? John, who could lean on our Lord's chest and ask the tough questions and receive the hard answers? Do we have the resolve to follow Jesus this week to Golgotha and stand at the foot of the cross and comfort Jesus and our mother? Or are we more like Peter, who talks a tough game, but when confronted by Jesus' detractors, denies him not once, but 3 times. How often, when given an opportunity to witness to the faith, have we turned and gone the other way? How often have we refused to be Christ's instruments for the good of others? And then, of course, there's Judas. He who would sell Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Have there been times when the silver of this world has tempted us to leave the table of our Lord, if even only for a little while? While both Peter and Judas, in their own way, turned away from Jesus, as we do when we sin, Peter, in realization that he had sinned, wept, and in his heart begged forgiveness, which he, of course, received. Judas' most deadly sin, and much worse than his betrayal, was despairing that the Holy Spirit could have power to forgive him. If we learn nothing else from this lost soul, it should be that God not only has the power to forgive us, but he deeply desires for us to come and ask for that gift. All 3 apostles were called to be instruments to work in Jesus' church, and each had a different reason for either saying yes or to look the other way in time or for all eternity. As you look at your life this holiest of weeks, what has been your answer to God's call to be his instrument? If you find yourself at times acting more like Peter than John, why might that be? Could it be that you are fearful of giving yourself fully to God that will somehow change you in ways you don't know or might not like? Do you have fear of the unknown? Do you fear what others won't recognize you anymore? Or could your reticence be due to your not wanting to give up control of your life? Do you really think you can make better decisions than God? Perhaps you are afraid that you will have to give up those things to which you have become attached, your possessions, your positions at work or in a community, your sense of who you really are or who you think you are. It can be frightening to give yourself fully into God's hands and let him call the shots. We are all, to some extent, unwilling to give up control of our lives, especially when we don't know where this will lead. But my friends, rest assured, rest easy, as God will never lead you astray or take you to places that aren't ultimately for your own good. Perhaps for some reason you feel entitled to the salvation that Jesus' crucifixion has gained for you. After all, you're a card-carrying member of his Catholic Church. If salvation wasn't made for you, then who was it for? Have you so easily forgotten the object of the second of the greatest commandment, your neighbor? Yes, there are many reasons for being Peter's and not John's in our lives. This Holy Week, resolve to take time and take a long, hard look at your life this past year. When have you been called to witness to Jesus, to be his instrument of evangelization, and what was your response? Which of the three apostles have you been most like? I pray for your sake that it is John. May God bless you.